Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, Diogenes Smith hasn't returned to Pine Ridge yet, so Lum is still carrying on his work for him. However, the main topic of conversation in town is Cedric's sudden wealth. Cedric won't reveal the source of his money, but he continues to spend it with reckless abandon. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is at his favorite place at the library table, reading a book. Listen.
Hey, here's another interesting story, Lum.
I don't want to hear it, Grandpap. Them stories is for children.
This is about a king that lived way back in the old times. King Midas. He was crazy about gold. Says he had a chance to wish anything he wanted, and what do you think he wished for?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, I'll tell you then. He wished everything he'd touch had turned to gold.
Granny, I don't blame him. That's a good idea. Bound you never had no trouble paying his income tax.
No, it turned out to be a nuisance. That's the morals of the story. Everything he touched turned to gold. Go to pick up an apple or a pear off of a tree, and before he could even take a bite out of it, turned to gold.
And he complained about it?
Well, he never got nothing to eat. Finally, he touched his little girl, his own daughter, and she turned to gold.
Now, Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, it just goes to show there's something else in this world a heap more importance than gold.
Yeah, never had thought about that. Of course, a fella could be careful what he touched. He could wear mittens.
Yeah, the trouble of it is, when you put them on, they'd be gold, too.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Granny's, maybe that's what Seth's got.
Gold mittens?
No, maybe that's where he's getting all this money he's been spending the last few days. Maybe everything he touches turns to $10 bills.
Yeah, I heard Cedric had struck it rich.
Oh, he's been down here ordering stuff out of the mail order catalog right and left.
Whereabouts did he get all the money?
I don't know. He won't tell. Had a roll of bills in here this morning. He couldn't reach around with both hands.
Don't reckon he's won that $10,000 prize Dodge and E. Smith was offering for the most honest and kind person in Pine Ridge, do you?
No, the contest ain't over yet. No, that ain't it.
Well, I don't much think he can just touch something and make it turn into money, though, Lon.
No, I know that, Granddad, but it's coming awful easy for him some way or other, the way he's spending it.
Yeah, there's some talk around. Of course, I don't like to spread tales, Lon. But I... Wait a minute, though. Here comes Squire Skimp.
You heard what?
I'll tell you later, Lon. There's all sorts of stories about where Cedric's getting his money.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come in.
Yes, wonderful world, Lum.
Oh, yeah, wonderful world. Wonderful world, Squire.
Wonderful world, Grandpap.
What can we do for you, Squire?
Oh, nothing at all, Lum. I just thought I'd drop over and loaf a while.
Yeah, good for you. Draw up a chair there and sit down.
Yes, thank you, Lum. I don't care for the... Oh, me.
Yeah, just reading a story here about King Midas, Squire. Did you ever hear about...
Oh, yes, Grandpap, yes. Everything he touched turned to gold.
Oh, you done heard it.
Yes.
Read them stories to yourself, Grandpap. We ain't interested in hearing them.
By the way, Lum, had Cedric been in here?
Yeah, he was in here this morning, Squire.
You wouldn't know where he might be found this afternoon, I don't suppose.
No, I wouldn't. I never heard him say. Did you want to see him about something special?
Oh, well, no, not particularly. That is, I understand that he has come into a considerable amount of money. Had you heard that, Lum?
Well, he's got some, all right. I don't know where he's come into it or not. I know it's going out mighty fast. He's ordered might nigh everything he can find in the mail order catalog.
Well,
ordered over $300 worth of stuff in here this morning. Abner made out to order for him.
Yes, well, I heard that he was spending it rather recklessly. I wonder, Lum, if you wouldn't speak to Cedric in my behalf. Now, I've had considerable experience as a business manager, handling large amounts, funds for estates and things like that. sort of an investment advisor.
Well, I don't know, Squire. Why don't you talk to him?
Well, I intend to, but, I just thought that you might persuade him that it was for his best interest before I even approached him. For some unknown reason, I'm afraid young Weehunt has picked up an erroneous impression of my integrity.
Well, I'd rather not get mixed up in it, Squire. I don't much think he'd be interested in having nobody look after his money for him, though.
You don't know.
I know I tried to talk to him this morning about the way he's spending his money, and he just kept saying not to worry about him. Said there was more money where that come from.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Very interesting, yes. Well, I think I'll drop over about the blacksmith shop and see if I can find him, and perhaps I can talk him into her. That is, demonstrate to him the wisdom of the plan that I have in mind for him. Well, good day, Lum, and if you get a chance, I'll appreciate anything that you might say in my behalf.
All right, Squire.
This wonderful world.
A wonderful world. Strange it wouldn't be if they'd all like him. Strange that Cedric better watch that Squire. The minute he hears about anybody getting hold of a little money, he's right after him.
What'd you say, Lon?
Squire's heard about Cedric having all this money. Now he's going to try to get a job managing Cedric's business for him.
What business?
Looking after his money. Wait a minute, I think that was our ring. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Eddard, air raid warden speaking. Oh, hello, Cedric. Course not. You just ordered the stuff this morning. Oh, it won't be here for a week or two. You what? Well, all right, I'll make out the order for you, but I don't know what you're going to do with all this stuff, Cedric. Pinball machine. I don't know whether they got them or not. Yeah, whereabouts are you at now? Well, come on over and I'll make out the order for you. By the way, Cedric, Squire Skimp's looking for you. Oh, wants a job looking after your money for you, I think. Well, that's what I told him. Yeah, the way you're spending it right and left, you ain't going to have nothing to look after no way. Yeah, well, hurry up, because I want to go to the schoolhouse quick as Abner gets back. All right, Cedric. A wonderful world. Cedric's wanting to order some more stuff now.
What'd you say, Long?
That was Cedric. He's wanting to order some more stuff out of the catalog.
I wouldn't do it for him, Long. I just wouldn't do it. If the boy ain't got sense enough to look after his money, you ought to do it for him. Just can't understand his paw letting him squander it this way.
More likely Caleb don't even know it. Of course, whilst he ain't come right out and said, he might have a heap more money than we know about. Squire might not have a bad idea there, handling his business for him.
Well, I don't know if Squire's the one to do it or not, but he ought to have somebody looking after it for him. The boy's going to have a guardian or he'll be broke and nothing to show for it except a bunch of junk like he's been ordering.
Yeah. Still, I hate to take chances on Squire advising him.
Well, why don't you take over the job for him, Lon?
Well, I don't know. Sort of hate to take the responsibility.
Well, I know you wouldn't try to steal nothing from him, and that's more than I can say for Squire Skimp.
Oh, yeah, I'd be honest. I can say that for me. If he's got enough money, I might be able to invest it for him to where he could be one of them big business tycoons. Stocks and bonds and stuff. Corner some markets for him, one thing or another. Real estate. Now, Granny, there's one thing we ain't got in here in this town.
Ain't got no real estate?
No, we got that, but every big city you ever heard of has got a batch of department houses. Put some of them here in Pine Ridge, we wouldn't have no competition at all. Fix them up nice. Have elevators in them. See, a lot of that stuff you can get right out of the catalog here. That is, furniture and such as that. Furnish them up to date, I say. If we're going to have them right. I noticed some Mission Oak sitting room furniture there in the catalog. Leather kivered and everything. Don't you think that'd look nice? Grandpap?
What's the matter, Long?
Are you listening to me?
No, I was just reading here.
Here's another feller that had an awful easy way of getting money, too, Lum. Aladdin and his lamp.
Never heard of him.
Well, he had it worked out a heap better than that King Midas did, if you want my notions. Instead of just getting gold, he could rub that lamp and get anything he wanted.
Rub what lamp?
Oh, he had a magic lamp he'd rub.
I do know. Just rub it, huh?
Yeah, according to the story, just take and rub that lamp and make a wish, and bing, there it was.
Just by rubbing the lamp, huh?
What's that, Long?
Nothing. I just studying here. Now, Granny's, wait a minute, Grandpap. I believe you give me an idea.
You ain't going to try rubbing a lamp, are you?
No, but that feller Diogenes appeared to have plenty of money, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, appeared to.
Even offered to give away $10,000 for the most honest man in this town. And he carried a certain lantern with him all that time.
Yeah, I saw his lantern.
Aye, Grannies, when he left town, he gave that lantern to Cedric. And now Cedric's got plenty of money and throwing it away. That's where they're getting all that money, right there. That lantern is magic just as sure as the world.